Rain and snow have finally stopped falling across the Southwest, but not before 17 inches of rain fell here in Los Angeles. The Sierra Nevada mountains received more than 10 feet of snow. Other cities, including Phoenix and Las Vegas, received rainfall well above normal. 2 weeks of storms came as the Southwest awaits the end of a drought. Climatologists and water officials say these storms alone won't be enough, and they're keeping a close eye on snowfall 1,000 miles away. Here's Mitch Tyke of Arizona Public Radio.
More often than not, the Rio de Flag is a trickle of water snaking through Flagstaff, Arizona. Sometimes it's no more than a dry creek bed. But after a series of winter storms dropped heavy snow, then heavy rain, the stream overflowed its banks and flooded low-lying areas around town. Then it snowed again. Adam Johnson drove 2 hours north from Phoenix to take advantage of unrivaled sledding on this hillside next to an elementary school. Johnson says with the weather the Southwest has recently experienced, it's tough to remember the drought still goes on.
You know what? It's been just out of control, rain everywhere. It all comes in once.
That's the fear of some in the region, that all the season's wet weather came at once. Mike Staudenmeyer is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service's Flagstaff office. Staudenmeyer says so far the rain and snow have put a dent in the short-term drought, filling streams and reservoirs and building snowpack. But it's no guarantee the region's long-term water problems are over.
The question is, do we go into a month of dry weather where our snowpack starts to disappear and by April we're in serious fire danger again because of the grasses growing and drying out in April, May, June kind of time frame? Or are we going to get more storms that are going to continue to build the snowpack so that it can really start to affect places like Lake Powell and the bigger reservoirs?
That first scenario was what happened last year. Temperatures soared in February and March, the snow stopped falling, and runoff from the mountains of Utah and Colorado fed Lake Powell around half the water it normally receives. Lake Powell stores Colorado River water to supply cities in Southern California, Nevada, and Arizona. Bureau of Reclamation spokesman Barry Wirth says that's why people in Los Angeles and Phoenix shouldn't stop conserving water, even when they're donning their raincoats on a seemingly endless basis.
We don't get a lot of benefit from rainstorms either in the winter or the summer, but we really depend upon snowpack. The snowpack is what eventually determines whether we have a drought or not at Lake Powell.
But Wirth says the good news is that so far, snowpack in parts of Wyoming, Colorado, and Utah is running at more than 130% of normal. And he says it's likely Lake Powell will at least receive a near normal flow of water this spring. Downstream, states are taking a cautious approach to dealing with all this moisture. In her State of the State speech this week, Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano said the state's message about conservation has not changed.
I will urge every community, no matter what size, to adopt a long-term water conservation plan to ensure our families and businesses have the water they need.
But while the prospects for an end to the longer-term drought are uncertain, at least one agency is putting out a long-term forecast of sorts. The National Park Service says with some certainty that thanks to the rain that's already fallen, the wildflower season in Death Valley National Park this spring will be spectacular. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke in Flagstaff, Arizona.